Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68. On the gram. We got the hot seat with Aaron Torres coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's our Fox Sports Radio weekend host. He needed another 24 hours to prepare. It was supposed to be on last night. He got cold feet. He remembered, he thought about what happened to him last time he was on the hot seat, how much he got burnt up and destroyed. And he had to rethink it. He really did. Like, do I want this? Do I want this challenge? Am I up for it? Can I put up a good fight? And so, you know, props to him that he did come to the feeling that I can put up a good fight. I'm going to go brave it out. But he knows he's in for a whooping. So keep it locked for that. That's at the bottom of the hour. But, Rob, we started off, and we're going to go back to interesting story. Bill Barnwell, ESPN. Really good football writer, does some great stuff.
Just happened to take the day off on this one.
Well, hey, I don't it's interesting. We'll get to this. But anyway, he said he talked about guys that are automatic locks for the Hall of Fame at this point. And one of the guys he mentioned was Pat Mahomes. And he said he actually wrote if he retired today, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. Now, I definitely think it's premature to talk about Mahomes as a Hall of Famer, but I will say this. If he retired today, or God forbid he had some type of injury and couldn't play again, I believe with what he's done in the 2 years as a starter, I think he'd have to be in. I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. He's won an MVP. Youngest player ever to do that. Youngest player ever to be the Super Bowl MVP. Threw for 50 touchdowns in his first year as a starter and 5,000-plus yards. Like, his 2 years have been phenomenal. The 1 year you could talk about his stats, his numbers coming down last year, but I'll take the Super Bowl. You know, so he won that. So I think he would be a Hall of Famer. It sounds crazy, obviously, only 2 years. But there are guys that have had short careers for whatever reason. Terrell Davis, not this short, but short. Terrell Davis, Gail Sayers, who
Terrell did something that was special, though. I think he did something.
He won a Super Bowl.
No,
you don't think Patrick Mahomes has?
He won two. He won back to back.
Right.
I mean,
but you don't think Patrick Mahomes has done something special?
No, no, no. Back to back Super Bowls on a team where John Elway couldn't win until he showed up. I think
it
that's
was a
why,
great team, though, too.
No,
it
wasn't but I like think that
he took them from worst to
But they didn't win,
first.
Though. They couldn't win, though, until Davis got there. I think he's
right.
different.
But I don't think he's any more. That, yeah, I hear you. But Gale Sayers didn't win anything.
Yeah, but
and
but
Gale
I'm
Sayers
not looking,
actually made the top 100 team of the century.
Yeah, I mean, there's some sentimental things in there for certain people, and I get all that. I just think it's premature. I don't think 2 years. I think when people talk about greatness, it's over an extended period of time. That's what makes you great. It's not like you just caught lightning in a bottle and something worked out 1 year or 2 years and then that was it. It's about longevity and dominating and being a factor for some period of time. That's what I think of as a Hall of Famer. That's why, to me, when you put together, when I vote on the Baseball Hall of Fame, if you have 500 home runs or 3,000 hits or 300 wins, you've played long enough to be able to amass those stats. That's incredible during a Major League Baseball player's career. That's why. I brought up Don Mattingly earlier. Go look at his numbers for people who don't know. Don Mattingly had four of the greatest years ever at the plate. And people thought for sure he'd be a shoe-in and be a Hall of Famer and playing with the Yankees and all that. Granted, he never won anything, but he also wound up getting hurt, had a back issue, and just wasn't the same player. So he wound up not being a Hall of Famer. So I just think it's too early. He would not get my vote at this time if he never played again. And I'm talking about, I don't think he would be. Hall of Fame worthy off of 2 years.
Well, I'll give you the Mattingly argument because I the one word I disagree with Barnwell on would be lock. And you guys know, everybody knows, I've said Mahomes could be Jordan-esque. I've said he could be the GOAT. So I think he's going to continue to have great seasons and continue to win some Super Bowls. But we don't know that. We don't know. And like Mattingly, as you said, and Mattingly didn't fall off drastically, but, you know, he had four tremendous seasons.
Those four years were as good as it gets. Right. That's all I'm saying. If you looked at those 4 years, you'd be like, Mattingly's going to the Hall of Fame.
But he never, and I think you'll admit this, he's not done what Pat Mahomes did. But he was great for 4 years. You're right. So my point is this. If Mahomes fell off and became just a mediocre quarterback, you know, in the playoffs every now and then, but no more Super Bowls, not a perennial playoff team, then I think you could say, well, he started off great, but man, he fell off and he wasn't a Hall of Famer. But if that's to me the interesting thing about this is if he didn't play again, I think you'd have to say with what he's done, and I get your longevity argument, that's legitimate. But there's also an argument for, well, when he was there, though, he was dominant. And this guy has been dominant. We've never seen a player start his NFL career like this. We just haven't. And, I mean, not just individually, but team success as well. So that's where I think it would go. But speaking of dominating, the L.A. Clippers, it's interesting, Rob. You know, I'm doing First Things First pretty much every morning, and Nick Wright has picked the Lakers, of course. And,
oh, what a shock.
You know, he's trying to give me flack. Right, he's giving me flack for picking the Clippers. He texts me during this game tonight with the Clippers in Dallas when when Dallas was leading and looking pretty good early and midway through the game.
Has he text you since? No.
See, he texts me, still time to change your mind or your pick.
Did he see the final score?
Exactly. The Clippers, without Patrick Beverley, by the way,
they went big.
Beat the Dallas Mavericks by 15 points.
Right. That's a big win.
15 points. Right. And what you're doing, right? Look, some of these games are going to be close for a while, right? That's how you do in the NBA a lot of times. You play, it's a long game, you play close, you know, it's a good game. And then at the end, typically, the better team pulls away and wins. And that's what the Clippers did tonight to a very good Dallas Mavericks team. And Rob, look, you and I both have picked the Clippers to win it. I'm not going to crush the Lakers for how bad they look in the bubble. They're 2-2, but I'm not going to overreact to 2 weeks in the bubble, because if I were to do that, Rob, I mean, heck, the Clippers are 2-2, the Bucks are 2-2, the Lakers are 2-2, and TJ Warren looks like the next Michael Jordan. You know, like, so I'm not going to overreact to 2 weeks in the bubble, but I feel good about my pick. I know you feel good about your pick, and we're not alone. Kevin Durant, none other than KD, has picked the Clippers to win it all as well. Here he was on the podcast. What is it? What's the podcast? Posting up, passing the buck.
The Play for Keeps podcast.
Play for Keeps podcast.
Here's KD. Close.
If I could choose, I would go Clippers, Bucks in the championship, and I'll go with the Clippers. It's so deep. And yeah. I think once they figure out, you know, because it felt like they ain't had all their team together at once yet for a long period of time. That talent is just undeniable to me. When you got PG and Kawhi that just at the wings, that's what you need to win is wings. You got those two at the wings, arguably the top three, top four at the wing position on one team. And then you got the two best bench. Well, not the two best, but the best combo. It perfectly fit a big and a guard.
He's spot on. I don't care. He's spot on.
Yep.
You know what? KD, you know, a lot of media people. I know there's the Laker people, Chris. But I don't know how you could look at that team. If you're not a fan, and just be honest. And look at the depth, Doc Rivers, the bench power. Where's the poison coming from, Chris? Right?
Yeah.
Lou Williams could start on most teams. He can come in
without
and play.
Question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the weakness. And Patrick Beverley, who I would have on my team any day, and what he brings to the table and his tenacity and his defense and how they go. I like everything about him from day one. When this was put together and the pieces that they've added even after Chris, the trade deadline when they added some other players, I like the roster. I like the coaching staff. I like what they're about.
Yeah, I agree. And Rob, you know, I mean, I was looking for a reason to pick the Lakers early in the year. I really was. Like, I think it'd be a great story if LeBron could get a fourth ring, if LeBron could join that, all those all-time greats with the Lakers, other than Elgin Baylor, won championships. Obviously, they got Anthony Davis now. The year of Kobe, you know, which we didn't know at the time. But, yeah, Kobe's tragic death. It'd be a great story. And I'm not going to give them 0% chance. But just watching it, the Clippers are undeniable. Kind of like KD said. Like, this is a team that, if you look at Golden State, I think we know how good Golden State was. This team would give them trouble. I don't know that they'd beat them, you know, with KD, but they would be. It would be a heck of a series.
And I know, you know, you always poo-poo when I bring up what they did last year, but that last year's job and what that nucleus did when they went to six games. Remember, KD had to score 50 points in L.A. to put them out of the playoffs. Remember, in that game six, but they went on the road. They won two games in Oakland. I thought Doc Rivers got them to all buy in. This was even after
they traded Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris was traded right to Philadelphia, right? And basically people thought they threw the towel in and it was a wrap, and it wasn't. And so when you go and then you add two star players who play both ends, who can defend and score and you see Paul George is healthy, the time has helped him, Chris. Maybe, who knows, maybe if it wasn't a pandemic, maybe they never would have got it all the way together.
Right.
But now that they had the 4 months to get healthy and get out there, and I think they've paced themselves the whole time. There's no rush. It's still about the playoffs. You don't have to panic every time you lose. You don't need to win every game. I just don't believe that that's where they're – they know ultimately that somebody beating them four times in a seven-game series is going to be really hard. That's the bottom line.
I agree with you. I mean, and when you're comparing them to the Lakers, who I think those are the two best teams in the league, the things they have over the Lakers, obviously they've got depth. I mean, we said it. Patrick Beverley didn't play tonight. They still don't have Montrezl Harrell back.
Right.
Who could be sixth man of the year. And Jermichael Green steps in there and is playing pretty well. Ivica Zubac, one weakness you might say is they don't really have size. He goes for 21 and 15 tonight. So they're a team. They've got depth. They shoot the three better than the Lakers. They're eighth in the league in three-point shooting. The Lakers are 23rd.
Yep.
They got better perimeter defense. The Lakers are certainly better at the rim protection, but that perimeter defense of the Clippers is staunch. And then you got the two scorers, you know, two great wings. They got guys that can match up with LeBron. We've said it, AD, can he be a monster against the Clippers? And, you know, if you wanted to be like, yes, after that 42 against Utah, then he comes back and lays an egg in the next game with 9 points.
Right.
And so that doesn't give you confidence if you're a Laker fan. Rob G can deny it, but he knows it's true. He's not confident. So, you know, we'll see.
If he was confident, he bet me 50 wings right now that the Lakers are going to win the championship.
What you got to say, Rob G?
Crickets.
I thought we already had a wing bet.
How many?
Well, I got a 10. Wing bet with him. I got a wing bet.
I want to up it. Let's up it now, Rob, that we're in the bubble.
I don't make Rob Parker money. I got a little daughter to feed, man.
I'm taking food out of her
words,
mouth.
I don't believe
I have to negotiate. I do 50, but no fries, no drink. Because you know, it gets a little pricey at that point.
In what other words, I'm right. Skeptical.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's just do 20. Let's up
Chris
it up to 20.
Being afraid to bet Jordans with Rob Parker.
I bet Jordans with Rob Parker.
Yeah, you don't want to do it again, though?
There'll be a bet.
Exactly.
I think I challenged Rob on the Super Bowl. The Chiefs and the – but you, it was one. You wanted to go two. You wouldn't go one, though.
I needed more.
Wait, Rob, do we still have? Because I know the last time we made this bet, I made it with Chris. You guys said you'd give me 2-1 odds. So are we still getting
that? I don't remember all that.
Yeah,
well, fine. We'll just stay
unless
with 20 with Rob and 10 with Chris.
If Alex can find
right?
it, and if Alex can find it, then
okay,
you
so
prove
then it's,
it.
It's 20,
then we'll
20
do it,
with
but
Rob.
I don't believe it.
Now, Rob, you want the Diet Coke and the fries too?
Yeah, but okay. We got it's 20, right?
20.
It's,
20. All right, 20
so
with you.
So if you win, it's 40 for you and 20 for me. Is that what we got?
I don't know if you want. I'm going to share it with, well, not with Alex because he can't.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll
that,
share it with Gaskin.
Is that what we got?
Yes, that's fine. That's fine. And then with Chris, no, I don't want to hear this 3-piece chicken tender extra crispy. You're getting wings and that's the bet. That's it.
Extra crispy,
no,
lemon pepper.
No, we ain't getting real specific with all this stuff. You just get what you get.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. Rob and I have picked the Clippers. Kevin Durant has picked the Clippers. So many people. Eddie House, friend of the show. He's with the Clippers, I believe.
I think so.
A lot of people with the Clippers. Most people with the Clippers other than Vegas. Vegas has the Lakers. Who you got? Are you as confident in the Clippers winning it as Rob and me? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme show Thursday. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief brings us to you. Works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. Living Single, that was a good show.
Yeah, that was.
It was like the black version of Friends.
Or Golden Girls, really. Like, because they were, I know they had a couple guys there.
They weren't that old, though.
No. But women living together, you know, living single. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
They were kind of, I know there were two apartments. The guys lived in one, but the girls lived together. It was a little different.
Yeah.
A little different.
Queen Latifah. It was good.
Yeah, it was. It was a good show. 877-99 on Fox. Marcel in Mississippi, who... You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, and he did, Chris, hit us up with a request. Didn't we play it, Marcel?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate for taking that request, Rob.
What was your
which
request?
Which one was it? I forgot.
The What's Happening request.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We did play it for you. There you go. What's up, buddy? What you got?
Hey, nice. So originally, I live in Mississippi, but originally I'm from L.A., and I think the Clippers embody any and everything about, like, the grimy aspect of L.A., you know. Kawhi got the cornrows to the back, you know. Pat Bev, a little junkyard pit bull, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right, South Central.
And I feel like the Lakers are pretty much like the Hampton, you know, the Hampton ones that got everything nice, the nice cars, and I think the Clippers looking to come take it.
It's South Central versus Beverly Hills. That's what he's saying.
Right.
I'll tell you who we got in that one. Right? All right, Marcel, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Anthony in New York City,
NYC. What you got to
NYC.
Say about that, Rob G? We'll get that. We'll get to you. Okay. Go ahead, Anthony.
Anthony in New York City, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up? Can't hear you.
Anthony?
Oh, we lost him. Byron. Okay. That's right. Byron in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Byron?
How you doing, sir?
Doing good.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so the Clippers look really good, I'm not going to lie, but I'm still going with the Lakers. But I don't think no team right now should really be too satisfied or the comfortable, because this, I know you said, Rob, that it's a Mickey Mouse championship, but you got
to
admit,
I'm just playing,
man,
off of it being
tough.
Yeah, I'm just saying that because they're playing in Orlando and Disney.
Oh, okay.
And all that.
Okay,
you know,
y'all tough, man. A lot of people playing well, man.
Yeah, but
why are you so confident in the Lakers?
Yeah.
Honestly, in the playoffs, I just feel like LeBron James, it's going to be a Game 7 series. It's going to be a tough series, right? It can go either way. LeBron. Go ahead.
When you say that, though, LeBron's lost more championships than any other former Finals MVP. Why are you so confident that he and Anthony Davis has never won anything? I don't get what I know LeBron's a great player, but he's come up short more than he's come up on top. Why do you have confidence in that?
Right, but when you talk about LeBron James being the greatest player in the game right now, I think he's been on that top stage more than the guys that he's playing now. Now, if you're talking about Jordan and all those other greats, you can say that, but you can't really say he doesn't have enough experience now. He got the most experience now.
LeBron has talked a lot recently about how everybody, according to him, poo-pooed his accomplishments in the East. If he gets through this Western Conference and gets to the finals, then he can really say that, because that's when it'll be appropriate, because that's what people were talking about. They say he wouldn't have got to the finals as many times had he been in the West.
And if they get knocked out before that, right.
Then that's impressive, no doubt. That'd be very impressive if he can win it this year.
Appreciate the call. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
Not too much. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, living single in New York undercover. That was for real. Back to back, back in the day. Just had to get that out there. But
that was on Fox. That was on Fox.
That was
right,
when you were in diapers, Andre.
Andre, how were you once?
I was in middle school. That was the adolescent years, and I certainly appreciated it. So, Rob G with the throwback, you know, it's well done there. But in terms of the Clippers and the Lakers, all I have to say on this is I think it's a 50-50 toss-up, and I'm going to give you my listen, the Clippers.
Wait a minute, Andre. Andre, this is the Odd Couple. We don't do the 50-50. We want you to pick one.
Okay, so I'm going to pick the Lakers, and based off of the fact that, yes, the Clippers are the better team, they have the better talent, they have the better leadership, but they could also be the 2000 Portland Trailblazers, whereas Doc Rivers is going to have to make some tough decisions down the stretch. There's only five guys on the court. So sometimes in basketball, less is more in terms of keeping a flow and a rotation. So, yes, the Clippers have more, but they've also struggled at times in terms of their continuity. And this group with LeBron and the Lakers, his relationship with AD, they're together. They're unified. Yes, the Clippers are overall better, you know, but will it all come together in crunch time? I think the Lakers have a valid argument, you know, to win a championship. I think it's very close.
Only thing I'll disagree is to say that they're the Portland Trailblazers when you have Kawhi, who's won championships, and you have right. Doc Rivers, who won a championship. You can't equate them to a team that had never won anything. I don't buy into that.
Kawhi will be able to didn't be on have that. A leader.
Right.
As great as Rashid was, you saw it in Detroit. Rashid wanted to just blend in. He didn't want the weight of carrying the team.
And even who was the leader of 2004? It was Chauncey Billups. It wasn't Rashid Wallace.
Right. Rashid could do what he wanted to do, which was just blend in and do his thing. And Scottie Pippen wasn't that guy either. He's great as a number two, but he wasn't the guy. And so Portland, that's why they fell apart. All right, it's a hot seat with Aaron Torres. He finally got the courage to face us.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800 800- 947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. It's time for the hot seat with Aaron Torres.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Yes, sir, it is the hot seat, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. This segment, we invite one of our Fox Sports teammates to get into the squared circle with the tag team champions of the world, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, the Odd Couple. And tonight's victim, you hear him on the weekends with Arnie Spann. You heard him last week with Chris Broussard. None other than my man, Aaron Torres. Aaron, how you feeling this evening?
Rob, I'm doing great. I want to thank you, Rob. I was supposed to come on last night, and you said, you know what? The guys need an extra night to prepare for you. Let's just push back.
Now, you know that ain't true.
Okay, I was ready to go, but the guys weren't ready. So, you know, I just wanted to give them an extra day.
That's not what we heard. Word on the streets.
In the parking lot. They were doing wind sprints in the parking lot. I respect it. I respect it.
Word on the streets, Aaron, is that you were scared. You had second
thoughts. Aaron was so scared that he drove to West Hartford to hide out in Connecticut. He went all the way back to West Hartford.
That's, my mom would have been thrilled by that. By the way, Rob, I hate to say it, but my mom said when I fill in, her favorite co-host I work with is Chris. That's a true story. So,
oh, is that right? Wow.
I don't know if she's
Thank
never
you,
heard
Mrs.
me with
Torres.
You, Rob, but when I told her I was filling in with Chris, she was fired up. So,
unbelievable.
Thank you, Mrs. Torres. She's a sweet lady.
All right, you guys, how this segment works. Aaron has three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against Chris and Rob. So let's get started, guys. Topic number one. Aaron Torres is the only guy on the radio station right now who says that James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and the Rockets are legit title contenders. Aaron, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why.
All right, first of all, number one seed in the West, the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm looking at this score right now, 15-15. They're playing with them right down to the wire in the first quarter without LeBron, but that's neither here nor there.
Wow. Look, really?
You look at this bubble situation, fellas. First of all, the Lakers are terrible. They're not going to win this title. We don't have to worry about the East because only one team is coming out of the East. And so what you're ultimately talking about is, can they beat the Clippers 4 out of 7 in crazy circumstances in this bubble? And the answer is absolutely. They play faster than anybody.
Aaron, stop it. You heard the buzzer. The buzzer was tired of that hogwash. First of all, you got the nerve to say it's neither here nor there that LeBron James is playing. He's the whole point. Stop it. This doesn't mean anything right now. The Rockets are a nice team. They're a hoot. They're a holler. They're a circus. They're must-see TV. But they're entertaining. But they are not going to win a championship. They're not better than the Lakers. They're certainly not better than the Clippers. They're what they always are. They're a good little team, but they'll end up disappointed.
Wow. First of all, Chris, you had a whole day to prepare, and that was the best you had? Come on now. Listen, I'm tired of hearing about all these teams in the West. Oh, the Nuggets. Alex English ain't walking through that door. Jeff Hornacek ain't walking through that door for the Jazz. And LeBron, you're right. The only thing you said that was right is that LeBron is the whole thing. He's the whole team. Anthony Davis isn't making big shots in the clutch. Rajon Rondo, who knows? They don't have Avery Bradley. I'm watching the game with Quinn Cook and God knows who else right now. It comes down to the Rockets and the Lakers. And I think stylistically, they play so fast, they could beat the Clippers. I didn't say they're going to win. I said they could.
Do you know who their coach is? Mike D'Antoni, the worst playoff coach going, who's had great teams over and over and over. Do you remember when they missed 27 threes in a row and somehow he didn't decide to call a play on the interior in the paint to stop the bleeding? And James Harden, who shrinks every year in the postseason because he didn't get the calls he gets during the regular season? And Russell Brick Westbrook, who they can leave open to miss jumpers when it matters most? Stop it. The regular season and postseason is different.
Interesting round of score there. Now, guys, I've been on record as saying I think the biggest threat to the Lakers is not the Clippers, it's the Rockets. So round number one goes to Aaron Torres.
What a great producer. Great producer.
That's why he's a producer.
Now, guys, I did tell you that Aaron Torres, he texted me before the show. He said, you know what? I want to make sure I get this win, so let me split him up in round two. He wants to put Rob Parker in the hot seat for this round because Rob Parker is the only one on the show right now who doesn't believe that Tom Brady and the Bucks are legit contenders this season. Rob, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why.
It's the old-timers team. That's what they put together down in Tampa Bay. A 43-year-old quarterback in Tom Brady coming off of one of his worst seasons. And then you add Gronk, beaten down, broken up. He's coming out who gave up his competitive edge to go do play wrestling on television. And then Shady McCoy, another old-timer. That franchise is so old that they're moving their practice facility to the cemetery. This ain't going to happen. It's good. Those guys are going to go down. They're going to be hurt. And it'll be 13 years in a row that Tampa Bay doesn't make it to the playoffs. A Baker's dozen.
Go ahead, Aaron. Get him.
That was terrible. First of all, I love how you mentioned the three players over 30 on this team. Have you not heard of Mike Evans? He's a monster. Have you not heard of Chris Godwin? He's a monster. And oh, by the way, did you watch the Bucks last year? They actually weren't that bad. They went, 7-9, and that was with Jameis Winston for turning the ball over every other possession. 30-30 club. That's where Jay-Z hangs out. That's not where your quarterback's supposed to hang out. Yeah, you just get better quarterback play. They're in the playoffs. They're going to win that division because the archaic Drew Brees is also in that division. That's the guy that's really regressing. Best offensive coach Tom Brady's ever had. Best weapons Tom Brady has ever had. They're winning the division. They will be one of the favorites, and they can absolutely win the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable. Drinking all that Tom Brady Kool-Aid. Here's the other part that you're not even counting. The division, you're talking about Drew Brees going the other way. He had more touchdowns in less games than Patrick Mahomes, who everybody says is the almighty and the messiah. And then don't forget the Falcons. They also are going to be in the way. And just look at the Bucks. You're right. Those other guys were young. But guess what? They didn't make the playoffs because they weren't good enough despite all those numbers. And you could go and make jokes about Jameis Winston and what he did. His numbers were better than Tom Brady's except for the interceptions. Other than that, he had better numbers than Tom Brady. So you guys are riding on this Tom Brady bandwagon at 43 years old. It ain't going to happen.
Here's the problem, Rob. When it comes to Tom Brady, you can't be believed. You said in 2012 he was done. He'd never get back to the Super Bowl. Three championships later, here we are. So stop it. And, oh, other than interceptions, Jameis Winston was better than Tom Brady. That's like saying Miss Lincoln. How was the play otherwise? Stop it, Rob Parker. This is ridiculous. Their defense, Aaron told you about the offense. The defense, some people think it'll be a top five, top 10 defense in the league this year. They were really stout over the last six games of the season. They're going to be fine, especially without all those turnovers. And Brady's finally got some weapons again. It's over.
Another very interesting round to score, but we are a facts over feeling show. And you know, the facts say that Jameis Winston was kind of better than Tom Brady last season, so round number two goes to Rob Parker.
Rob G is horrible. Rob G is horrible.
Rob G, you know what? You could have your own show on this network.
I appreciate that, Rob. Wow. It turns out if anyone who has Chris Broussard on their team is going to lose. So it is the hot seat, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres.
I've been losing for 2 years.
Going in here against the Odd Couple. Last take of the night, the hottest take of the night. Aaron Torres back in the hot seat because he says that Last Chance U is the best show going, and obviously it's way better than the Golden Girls.
Oh.
Aaron, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, it's been a while since Rob got back from that cruise. I hope he had a good time eating dinner at 2:30 and dancing the night away till 6:45. But listen, I've been watching Last Chance U. There's nothing else on TV, but now that sports are back, I've been flipping over to sports too. But listen, it's got it all. It's got the drama. It's got the emotion. It's got the highs. It's got the low. It's got the sadness. It's got the excitement. It's got every emotion you can possibly imagine. I haven't seen an episode
to Golden Girls in 30 years, so I can't tell you what the most recent issue they were having, but Last Chance to Use the Show.
There's a last chance that I'll even turn that thing on. Are you kidding me? The Golden Girls is one of the most iconic television shows, and that theme song, when you hear that, everybody stops and they go into harmony and they're going to sing that theme song. Sophia, Blanche, Dorothy, all of them, and Rose, it is the best show on television. Here we go. Crank it up, Alex. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Are you kidding me? That you could turn the show off after the theme song. That's how damn good it
Rob
is.
Rob Parker.
So first of all, his whole argument is, hey, let's listen to the theme song and then let's not let me talk. That's not an argument. That's an argument in my favor. Golden Girls, you couldn't even remember the names of all the girls. Dorothy, what was that other girl's name? The one that didn't have gray hair. What was that? I can't remember her name. None of them are golden. They're all gray. The show's awful. I tried to watch it like a few weeks ago on Lifetime. It was terrible. Flip back to Last Chance U. Best show, sports, entertainment, lifestyle, comedy, seriousness. I don't need a theme song.
Aaron, you said it yourself. You only watched it because nothing else was on TV. Even you wouldn't have watched it. And you go through this whole laundry list of what it's got. It's got drama. It's got comedy. It's got this. It's got that. You know what it doesn't have? Viewers! Nobody has seen Last Chance U. I don't even know where to find the thing. It's not even the best football show on TV. That would be Hard Knocks. So stop it with these low-budget football shows. It's not even close to being the best thing on TV.
Low-budget. You ever heard of Netflix?
I mean, this is a tough one to score because obviously Chris has never heard of this show. It's got a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8 out of 10 IMDb. Like I said, if you had Chris on your team, you're probably going to lose this one today.
No,
round number three
no.
goes to Aaron Torres.
I signed the Golden Girls team, and I lost? No
real
way.
Real quick, Rob. Real quick. I just did a quick Google search. 182 million subscribers to Netflix. I think people have seen this show.
That don't mean that they're watching that show.
I've never seen it.
You know what? I never miss Last Chance U. I never watch it, so I never miss it.
182 million subscribers. Never heard of it.
Oh, that's my man, Aaron Torres. Good job. Look, there was some shaky judging there, but, you know, whatever helps you sleep at night, Aaron. I think Rob was giving you helping you out there. But
the Russian, I paid off the Russian judge before I came on, so that's what ended up happening.
What was it? Was it an order of wings? What was it? Double wings? What was it? I mean, obviously there was some sort of payola going on.
Nah.
Twinkies.
Like I said, I give you guys an extra day to prepare, and that's how you come out. Come out flat like the Lakers do every single night. It's unbelievable.
You know
All
what?
Right. That's I our man, Aaron Torres.
Your mom just texted me. She's in tears over your performance.
Great job, Mr. Aaron Torres. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a TV theme show Thursday. And good show. Good show, Rob.
Yeah,
you going to... fun. Yeah, yeah. You got the Lakers. It's a nice night of basketball, too. I'm looking forward to watching the end of this Denver-Portland game. Have you seen much of Michael Porter Jr.?
Just the highlights. I haven't been able to watch the game.
He looks real good.
Yeah.
He's balling. So he's got 18-9 tonight. So he's been impressive. But it's an unfortunate injury. I'm sure you heard of this. Philadelphia, who I would love to say something differently about there, but they just can't. It just one thing after another with them. And now Ben Simmons goes down.
Right.
He's got the injury. And he's out indefinitely with this knee injury. And
it's nothing you can really rush anybody back.
Right.
You got to make sure that you're right. You can't have him damaging himself long term.
Yep.
I mean, it just...
Partially dislocated kneecap is what it is. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see him again this year. You know, and you're to your point, if he's not ready, don't rush him back. It's a young guy. He's got a bright future.
And,
you got
and,
a bright
you know
future
what?
As a team.
And just, it ain't like they're the favorites.
Right.
Like, oh, my God. Like, we're going to win the championship and we got to get them. No.
Yep.
You're not
yep.
the favorite. So
yep.
so I just wouldn't do it.
I actually think, and not that, like I've told you, if I had to trade one of them, I think it sounds crazy. I think I'd trade Embiid. and build around Ben and try to play him like Giannis, like the Bucks play Giannis. So I think they should take this time and just see what they would look like with Embiid in the post and feeding him and playing off of him and see what it looks like without Ben. But all right, Rob, good show. Of course, everybody, we will be back tomorrow. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Check out the podcast as well, iHeartMedia. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Money!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.